I'm Rory Staunton. I'm a first-year physics PhD student at ASU in the lab of Dr. Robert Ross, and we're studying cancer cells, the mechanics of cancer cells.
What got you interested in studying cancer?
Well, it's something that impacts everyone. Everyone you know is dramatically affected by it. And it's a disease that also enables us to learn about regular physiology, how the pathology of cancer can illuminate fundamental biological principles of how life works.
Did you learn much biology in your physics degree?
Not so much. I did take a biophysics course, but primarily the biology I'm just kind of learning along the way as I go. And there's tons of it out there to discover and try and keep track of.
And what do you think physicists can bring to the study of biology?
I think physics is fundamental to all science, and so the perspective of a physicist is really broad and general. Anything that demands quantitative analysis, physics is right there to try and make those descriptions accessible. And the way that they think is actually applicable to pretty much all problems that are faced in science, including cancer.
So are you enjoying learning about physics and cancer?
Definitely, yeah. I think there's a lot of promise in this field, so I feel like I'm right in the middle of this huge growth and convergence of different science, and it seems like a good place to be.
Tell me about your own project. What are you doing?
Well, in a nutshell, we're looking at how stiff a cancer cell is. And the main reason for that is because when a cell is soft, it makes it easier for a cell to escape from its neighbors. And one of the key points to metastasis when cancer spreads in your body is that cells from a tumor have to leave that tumor and circulate through either the bloodstream or the lymphatic system. And when they do that, then they can land anywhere else and start a new tumor. And that's how cancer is thought to spread.
So you need to actually study the stiffness of cells to see what's going on.
Right. The stiffness of cells is important for a number of reasons. For example, a stem cell in a developing embryo is actually very soft. And as the cells differentiate, they become stiffer. So if you think an analogy between a stem cell and a cancer cell, the softer a cell is may be very importantly related to a cell's ability to change its environment, such as adapting to a different organ system. And so there might be more than just the physical advantages of being soft in order to metastasize, but also to adapt to new environments within the body that's associated with that softness.
So how do you go about measuring the stiffness of a cancer cell?
What we use is basically a tiny needle. It's almost like a fancy record player, very expensive one, I might add. And this needle is brought down onto the cell and basically used to poke it. And our equipment basically tells us how stiff it is depending on how much force is applied, which we can measure with extreme precision, relating that to how far into the cell that needle travels.
So this is very fundamental research. Do you think it can ever be useful in treatment?
It would probably be a little ways down the road before measuring the stiffness of cells directly from someone's body would have practical diagnostic applications. But we are starting to see some connections as far as finding different drugs that might be especially effective in targeting cells that are softer in these regards that might make good targets in cancer therapies.
And what's the best thing about your job?
I think the best part of the job is getting to work with the microscope, and just it amazes me every day to see cells and look at them as they grow, even as they divide. I'm actually probing them and imaging them. I like where I am. It's a lot of fun and it's challenging.